The Roy Moore for Senate campaign took on one of the women accusing him of sexual assault. Aides raised doubts about handwriting evidence that appeared to show Moore knew the woman when she was a teenager. And still more accusers are coming forward. Dean Reynolds is in Birmingham, Alabama.
And I've known Judge Moore for 24 years. When these allegations came out within the last week, it was incredibly, incredibly painful for him, for his wife, his mom, his daughter.
Aides to embattled Republican Senate candidate Judge Roy Moore tried to cast doubts today on at least one of the women who've accused him of lecherous behavior when they were teenagers. Attorney Philip Jureggi said the accuser, Beverly Young Nelson, was not telling the truth about her contact with the judge and that her evidence, a signed yearbook greeting from the judge, may well be a forgery.
Release the yearbook so that we can determine, is it genuine? Or is it a fraud?
Late today, a statewide news agency reported two more women had issues with Moore. One who said he grabbed her in 1991 when he was married, while the other said he tried to take her out in 1982 when she was in high school. When she asked Moore if he knew she was only 17, she says he replied, "Yeah, I go out with girls your age all the time." They joined three women who've said Moore, then in his 30s, pursued them four decades ago, along with Nelson and another woman who further alleged that he assaulted them. Moore has said those charges are false. In the week since the accusations surfaced, Moore has steadily lost support from Republicans who don't want him as a colleague on Capitol Hill. Even Richard Shelby, Alabama's other Republican senator, will vote for someone else.
I will be writing in a distinguished Republican.